Hey everyone, Brandon Tyson here. I have not done a recording for any audio in a very long time, so I figured that I would do a recording for you guys. Just kind of tell you guys what's been going on and some things that you'll notice going forward. First of all, a lot of you know that I am a Windows insider. And due to a couple reasons, I will not be insider testing quite as much, although I will keep looking at accessibility and various things like that. Really, my main reason for becoming an insider was to watch the accessibility of Windows 10 and make sure that it was moving and making steady progress. And we're at the point now where, you know, the stuff that needs to be done is more on individual apps and things of that sort. It's not really in the OS as a whole anymore where things need to be done. There are some small things such as access keys in the modern apps, if you will, that are not quite there yet. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I can continue to file feedback on it, but it's been reported, and now I think we just have to wait. But I don't know. The other reason for it is, you know, I've started looking at Linux because this laptop that I use here in college, you know, I need it to be reliable. And for whatever reason, you know, I checked the drivers and stuff like that, and Device Manager showed that everything was, all the important stuff was up to date as far as I could tell, except for the sound driver, but there were some other issues with that on this particular laptop. And I got a random blue screen one day, I think, after I temporarily lost Wi-Fi, and even though it didn't happen often, it's just, I don't feel comfortable using a system where I get blue screens every so often. And, I mean, on my home system, on my desktop that a lot of you guys have seen me use in various recordings, that has, as far as I'm aware, I have not gotten a single blue screen on that, and that's running Windows 10 just fine. So that will continue to be, you know, a dedicated Windows system that I keep for various things. But this laptop, you'll notice,
screen reader preferences, voice type settings panel, voice type, default combo box, alt plus V, speaks person, rate, 70, 80, 90, 100, screen reader settings, reloaded, audacity frame.
Audacity, and, here, let me actually select that, I'm just kind of showing you that, there we go.
Screen reader settings, reloaded, audacity frame.
Runs beautifully on this thing. And, so yeah, this computer is running Linux, and, the cool thing is, some of you that I've been talking to some people, intermittently about Linux, at various points, and one of the things was that Dropbox in particular, Dropbox had a thing where I would get stuck on its icon in the top panel, and there are ways around that, I believe. And TeamTalk is still inaccessible, but in the next long-term support release of Ubuntu, coming in about 2 months from now, TeamTalk, if it's anything like version 17.10, TeamTalk is basically, I'd say it's about 95% accessible. So you can read the channel list, you can join channels, you can adjust, you know, your mic volume and adjust all the preferences and stuff. The only things that really don't read are the menus, but that's only, you know, they don't read directly. You can still use the screen reader's commands to I believe you can use those to get into the menus, so you just, it'd be like using a screen review or something in NVDA, so, or object navigation or something like that. But once you get in there, you can see all of the icons, are the menu items, and you can activate them, and it goes from being totally inaccessible, nothing reading at all, to, you know, an app that is really quite usable. So I'm happy that that is starting to get some work done on that. So that was really the main thing that held me back from Linux, was, you know, not being able to run like TeamTalk and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that a lot. So yeah, I've been using Linux a lot for my college assignments and stuff like that. It's honestly been great. I mean, it's been a learning curve, but, you know, I'm learning as I go, and that to me is just the coolest thing. You know, if I can learn something new while I'm, you know, getting work done and stuff like that, I'm all for that. That is anything I can do to get myself learning something new and expose myself to as many things as possible. I am totally for that. So, like I said, I'll still be following Windows 10, so I'll be learning about new things there. Linux is opening a bunch of possibilities for me. One thing that I really like is if I want to, of course there are ways to do this in the panel, but I do this to show off how much better the keyboard accessibility is for launching apps in Linux than it is in Windows 10. If I go to the menu, Alt+F1, it doesn't read right, but if I just go down showing you that it's working.
Graphics menu.
So it works. So if I type, I'm going to type this about as fast as I can type. SPHS will open sound preferences. So S for system, P for preferences, H for hardware, and finally S for sound. If I do that as quick as I can type,
sound preferences.
There it is. I can then tab and
mute sound effects page tab.
Do various things.
Alert volume. Slider zero.
And you notice that there's access keys all over the place. Whereas if you go into like Windows settings, not control panel, but you know, if you go, well, in 8.1 it's called PC settings, and Windows 10 it's called settings. If you go in there, there's not any access keys at all. So you'll be tabbing around a page and it's like, man, I just wish there was a way I could get to this button or whatever quickly, and you just have to tab and shift tab. Whereas if I go, for instance, into, okay, we're going to use these screen reader preferences.
Screen reader preferences.
Because there are some really big dialogues in here.
Voice page tab.
I think it's on the voice page. There's an option called break speech into chunks between pauses. Its access key is Alt+U, so if I press Alt+U.
Global voice settings panel. Break speech into chunks between pauses. Checkbox checked. Alt+U. Not checked.
Now, I'm going to go back up to the top of this page.
Voice page tab.
Now we're going to tab, and we'll notice how many times it takes to get there.
Voice type settings panel. Voice type. Default combo box. Alt+V. Speech system, speech dispatcher combo box, Alt+S. Speech synthesizer, default synthesizer combo box, Alt+Z. Person, default voice, N combo box, Alt+B. Rate, slider 50-50. Pitch, slider 4.0-4.0. Volume, slider 10.0-10.0. Global voice settings panel, break speech into chunks between pauses, checkbox not checked. Alt+U.
Now, another thing, I'll just hit escape to get out of there.
Audacity frame.
Cancel buttons also have access keys of Alt+C, which you don't really see in Windows, so that's kind of nice. I mean, you see it in very few places where the cancel button and OK buttons actually have access keys. So that is the case in Linux too. Maybe the OK button is not really needed, but it's nice just to see that they're trying to make it consistent. And there's just some other things that are really nice that, you know, it's really starting to grow on me. As far as, maybe not for like coding and stuff like that, because the coding I do is for Windows in terms of, I do BGT, and I'm looking into, you know, my C# stuff, making that, I'm going to see if I can't figure out how to make some of that cross-platform, because there are ways of doing that. But yeah, it's just really cool to, you know, try to work with Linux a little bit and expose myself even to the GUI. You know, I've installed a couple apps on here and whatnot, so I have to say, I mean, it's been a learning curve, but it's really been great. Let me check my battery quick. This is another thing I really like, is how quick I can open things from the running apps.
Capacity percentage 6.0%.
Yeah, I'm letting my battery run a little bit lower just because it's good on this computer, and so I figured I could make that happen. So, and I'd be okay with it. So, yeah, in terms of other things, not too much else to really talk about. Just wanted to, I hadn't posted to any audio in a long time. I have a recording where me and a friend went out hunting, but I'm trying to look at the best way to get that up here, because the size that I had to, or the quality that I had to convert it to in order to make it an acceptable size, kind of made it bad quality. So we'll have to see if you guys want me to put that up here with it that way, or maybe if you guys know of another way I can do that, feel free to let me know, because I think you guys will enjoy it. I mean, there wasn't much to it, but you know, it was a cool experience, me being out there and hunting. This was back in November, so I've had the recording around a while and just haven't gotten around to uploading it yet. Oh, excuse me. So yeah, not really too much else to say, other than you know, as far as running both Windows and Linux, you know, things are going well with that. Super excited for the next update to Linux. It's really gonna make a lot of things accessible, because TeamTalk is coded in Qt, as far as I can tell, and so the fact that they are trying to make that accessible really is gonna make a lot more things usable, I think. So I am definitely looking forward to that. So that'll probably do it for this recording. As usual, if you want to get in touch, the contact information is on my page, or you can follow me on Twitter at btman16, or you can email me, and I believe that is on my page, but if not, brandongold98@gmail.com is if you want to email me instead. So, hope you have enjoyed this recording, and thank you very much for listening.
New transport menu, play /stop and set cursor, play /stop, A, space.